الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تركت فيكم مثقلين ما تمسكتم بهما كتاب الله وسنتي لن تضلوا ما تمسكتم بهما كتاب الله وسنتي أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Respected elders, brothers, and youngsters, the month of Rabiul Awwal started. Every year, whenever the month of Rabiul Awwal comes, remind me and you the life of Rasulullah
sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
This be school holidays, inshallah, I'm going to explain that in English. Our youngsters spend day to get this time for them to explain them. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala send a Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, approximately Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the final Nabi. His deen, his religion is final religion. The Quran is a final kitab. There is no other kitab after Quran al-Kareem. Till the day of resurrection, till the day of Qiyamah. And there will be no any Nabi, there will be no any Prophet after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is a final Nabi, he is a final Prophet. That's our belief. If a person believes that there will be somebody else Nabi after Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, according to Quran and Hadith, the person will be out of Islam. Because Allah clarified in the Quran al-Kareem, وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. He is a final Nabi after all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. So his life, his biography, his sunnah is our life. That's Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran al-Kareem, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. I have sent the final Nabi. His life is the best example for you. There'll be no one in this world. There is no one beside Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam whose life can be an example for me and you. Whose life can be more perfect than the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whose life can be more dear to Allah than anyone else. His life is the best life. Like Allah said in the Quran again. And not only that much, Allah said, if you want Allah, if you want love of Allah, if you want Jannah, if you want the things in Jannah, then you follow my Nabi, I will give you everything. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you want love of Allah, fattabi'uni, follow me. And you follow the life of Rasulullah. Another place Allah said, ma'atakum rasulu fakhudhu, whatever my final Nabi teach you, take it in your life. وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ whatever he forbidden, stay away from that. فَانْتَهُ stay away. This is a lesson every year. Not for in the month of Rabiul Awwal. This lesson for us forever. Until I live in this world. You understand? Or not?
Yeah.
Who you love so much? Who you love in this world most after Allah? Tell me. Rasulullah. Because he's going to be, he helped us in this world. That's why today we're sitting in a masjid. He helped us. He was hungry, he was thirsty, he was in so many problems, people hurt him, people slander on him. There's so many things in the Quran and Hadith. But he bear everything for the ummah. Can you believe it? Even Allah said in the Quran Kareem, some of the munafiq said that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a thief. Na'uzu billah. Allah said in the Quran Kareem, that says he stole a sheep from the wealth of booty. Allah revealed the ayat, Ma kana li nabiyyin an yaghul. My Nabi cannot be a thief. Whoever steal that sheet, a chadar sheet from the wealth, he will bring on the day of Qiyamah, I will prove in front of everyone. Allah clarified in the Quran Karim in the fourth para. They slander Rasulullah has many, many places. But he bear everything. He had so much patience and sabr for this ummah. People used to throw stones on him. He said, I never look at the back. Who's hitting me? Otherwise, my work of deen will be incomplete. He was trying. Kulu, kulu, say la ilaha illallah, tuflihu, your success. Urdu mein kehte hai, Nabi ki mashiyat par mashiyat bhi naz karti hai. Nabi ki akhlaq par akhlaq bhi naz karte hai. Nabi ki badan ki khushbu par dunya ki khushbu bhi naz karti hai. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam put khushbu on his body, the fragrance, the khushbu also says, I am so fortunate. I am so fortunate that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's body itself is khushbu. It's fragrance, but he using me, I'm a fortunate for. Hum khushbu istemal karte hain. Wahan khushbu Nabi ke badan par khushiyan manati hai. The good character also. Saying, look at the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I remember, there are so many hadiths coming in my mind now, especially, just to explain my youngsters, very, very important, that Allah has given me and you everything. Look at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life, and look at our life today. Especially our youngsters. How they transgress their life. Look at the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at the Musa alayhi salam. Allah sent for 40 years the mann wa salwa for the nations. Allah mentioned the Quran Kareem, mann wa salwa. Allah descend the khan, the dasturkhan, special food from Jannah for the nation of Isa alayhi salam. Anzil alayna ma'idatam min as-sama. Allah mentioned six para. Look at Maryam alayhi salam. There'll be no season of the fruit. And she is sitting in the room. And she is eating the grapes and fruits. The Zakariya alayhi salam asked, where did you got this one? Says, in Allah, from Allah, came from Jannah. Maryam alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam. You can see the story of Khabib radiallahu ta'ala. The enemies captured him. They tied his hand and they tied his leg. And Malikan, the boss, we can say the Fatima, she was not Muslim. When she accepted Islam, she explained the whole story of Hazrat Khabab radiallahu ta'ala. It says, amazing slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Amazing person. Allahu Akbar. What happened? He says he was captured in my house. One day we told him, the enemy says, tomorrow Khabab, we're going to take you and we're going to crucify you. We're going to kill you. He says, okay, tomorrow is my day to go to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. I am not scared of it. But I went to so many days, you all captured me. There's so much hay on my body. I want to clean up before I go meet my Allah. He said, give me some ustura or razor this time, you can say. I want to clean the unnecessary hay from armpit and from the below of the navels because I want to go and visit Allah. And those time was ustura. But those time all the barbers, they used to use the ustura like a shaving, you know. So Fatima says, we gave him the ustura. And by chance, what happened, my 4-5 years old baby, he went by, was playing, he went to him and he took the baby and put him in his lap. Now I was so scared, he got stura in his hand, the knife he got. He's going to, because the marta kani karta, tomorrow he's going to kill him, people are going to kill him, he's going to kill my baby. He says, Fatima, she was shivering, said, don't worry, my Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us the good character. We're not going to kill the babies, we're not going to kill the elderly people, we're not going to kill the women. Let him play. I'm not going to touch your child. She mentioned this after she accepted Islam. And she said, when she accepted Islam, I have seen that he was kept, was tied hand and leg, and then nobody can enter in that room. I could see a grapes, and there'll be no season of the grapes. I asked the Khabab, where you got this grape from? He says, Allah sent for me. Who he was? He was not Nabi. Okay, Musa alayhi salam was Nabi. Isa alayhi salam was Nabi. Here, Khabab was a gulam of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah could send for the gulam the food in his room. Look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He put his five finger in the water, little bit water. The water was gushing out from his finger. So many sahaba drank the water. That's the ulama dispute about it, that which water is more powerful. The ulama, some muhaddithun, said the water came out from the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then Abu Zamzam, then Abu Kawsar. Allah. So water can come out from his fingers. Sahaba drank. That was a miracle of Rasulullah. He put a finger in the well. He spit in the well. The water can come out. Can come up. Why Allah can't send the kuncha and the strakhan and the food for him from Jannah? He was an Imam al-Anbiya. Allah can send for Musa alayhi salam nation, for Isa alayhi salam, for Maryam alayhi salam, for other people. Why Allah can't send for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam? Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi mentioned Adab al-Mufrid. Imam Bayhaqi rahmatullah alayhi also mentioned a sahabi came in, Ya Rasulullah, I am hungry from 3 days and I tied a stone on my stomach. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, my sahabi, you hungry, your Nabi Muhammad also hungry, you tied one stone, I tied 2 stones on my stomach. Allah cannot send a food for you. Allah can send. Look at the Imran bin Hussein radiallahu ta'ala explaining. Me and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we went to visit the daughter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Fatima to Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knocked the door. She asked. She said, Abba, is anybody else with you? Said, yes, Imran is with me. He said, just hold on. Just wait for a few minutes. And after that, she opened the door. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, Ya Fatima, what happened? Why did you make me wait outside? Said, Ya Abbaji, I have one pair of clothes. I washed it and it was drying. I don't have nothing else to put on my body. So I was just wore the clothes and I welcomed you inside. Because of Imran or somebody else. Look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at his daughter's life. Allah could send the food in this world. But today, Allah has given me and you. Look at our youngsters. Where they're spending money. They think Allah given everything my father I can spend anyway. But tomorrow remember, each and every penny is Allah is going to question. Where did you spend? Is it haram way or halal way? We just throw money. We just throw money. Last week I went to see a youngster. The father was crying, mother was crying in Dewsbury, Bartley. I said, my son, he says, you can see something in the house, look like he got a jinn. I went there, I saw his face. I said, no, boy, there is no jinn there. Tell me, you taking so much cocaine or drugs? Then he says, okay, tell everybody to go away, I'll speak to you. And he's taking overdose from 3 months, that his mind is not there. He became like a mental. He could see everything, is nothing is there. SubhanAllah, I said, listen, you got something in your room? I won't say your father and mother. He went and brought big bottle of cocaine. So how much you spend? Said, £1,000. So Allah give your father money for this? Wallah, it wasn't my hand. We're spending our money in the haram way. Allah is going to ask me and you, where did you spend money? How are we going to give answer to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? Look at here, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life. The month of Rabiul Awwal, don't just come and do all this thing and finish. No, it teaches us how we bring the life of Rasulullah in our life. How we bring the sunnah of Rasulullah in our life. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُطَى. Allahu Akbar. I remember Ibrahim ibn Adam rahmatullah alayh. He was a great personality, great buzruk, great wali of Allah. One day he mentioned, as Imam Ghazali narrated, Allahu Akbar. He says, I, like Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, put some message in my heart. He says, today I'm giving everything, everything. Allah says, I'm giving all my ni'mat, I'm descending, I'm showering my ni'mat upon the ummah. And when little but halak, and little but difficulty, little but problem, something happened in their life, they started complaining. I got this problem, They complain about me, Allah say. Complaining. Actually, the 2-3 people came and they told me that we're reading namaz and everything, but still no food, no money inside. Is there Allah in front of me? They're rejecting Allah. They're denying Allah. Allah put sometime halal to test the ummati, test the believers. What type of iman we got? He said, people are complaining about me while they're using day and night my ni'mat. Day and night my bounties. Day and night what I'm showering upon them. Everything. They could see nicely. They can talk nicely. They can sleep nicely. They can walk nicely. They can do everything Allah has given them. Brain and everything. But still little but halat come. Little but problem come. They started complaining. Said, Ya Ibrahim ibn Adham. So Allah put this message. Al-Kafi Kalbi. He said, Allah says, you all complaining about me when I send little but difficulty in your life. And what about you people using my ni'mat day and night? Allah is showering upon us. We're using the ni'mats of Allah each and every minute, day and night. And you're sending to me, I'm sending my ni'mat towards you. You're sending the thousands and thousands sins, guna, my major sins towards me. I don't complain to the angel. Look at my servant, what he did. I don't tell nobody that one day my servant will come to me and he's going to make tawbah. Today we, कहते हैं ना, बेवाओं का घर उजाड़ते हैं, यतीमों का घर उजाड़ते हैं, यतीमों का माल खा जाते हैं, बहनों की विरासत नहीं देते, बेटियों को विरासत नहीं देते, पड़ोसियों का हक मार लेते हैं, क्या और क्या करते हैं, ड्रग्स है, कोकेन है, सो मेनी थिंग्स वी आर डूइंग इन अवर लाइफ. अल्लाह डजंट टेल द एंजल टू कीप देम व्हाट दे डूइंग टू मी. अल्लाह डजंट स्टॉप हिज बाउंटीज. नो, यू डिड नॉट परफॉर्म द मास टुडे, यू कांट स्लीप टुडे, आई एम गोना मेक यू मेंटल, I'm going to make you cripple. I'm going to make you disable. Allah did not do that. MashaAllah. The person don't even read Isha namaz. He go to sleep nicely. He wake up nicely. He misses Isha. He misses Fajr. How much Allah tolerate for us? We disobey from this side while we using the nemats of Allah each and every minute. Allah doesn't complain. Allah is waiting for me and you, that my Nabi told you, come towards me and make tawbah, I will forgive you. Practice the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We don't thank Allah Ta'ala. Allah has given me so much ni'mat. So much ni'mat. Allah has given me and you. We have to thank every time. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Rabia Basriya. One day he saw one young boy. And he just tied here one big, like a cloth, something like this. Rabia asked, why did you tie it here? He says, I've got a headache. How long you tie this from morning till evening? He said, do you have headache, anything, any before this day? He said, no. How old are you? He said, 25 years old. I didn't have headache at all. This is the first time. Rabia said, first time you got a headache and you complaining to Allah, showing people that I got headache. 25 years, you got no headache. Did you tie the patti of the shukrana? That Allah, alhamdulillah, for 25 years, nothing happened to me. I'm not saying that Allah has given me the ni'mat. I don't use. Allah once said, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah yara athara ni'mahu ala badani. Allah want to see the ni'mat has given you, but that is not for show off, not for takabbur, not for pride. I can use my car. I got a mashallah nice house. I got the clothes, not for show off, not for takabbur. That's why hadith of Muslim Sharif, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that whoever wear the clothes or anything on just for show off, takabbur and pride, Allah is not going to look at them on the day of Qiyamah with the eyes of the Rahmah. Allah will see them with the eyes of anger, ghazab, jalal. So Sahabi stood up and said, Rasulullah, I'm wearing nice shoes, nice clothes. Still is a takabbur and pride for my name. Inna Allah jameel yuhibbul jamal. Allah jameel. So what is the meaning of takabur? He said, batar al-haq wa gamat al-nas. Batar al-haq. When I explain you, when somebody explain you, when you explain somebody about truthness of Islam, straight away says, I don't care. I don't bother of this. I'm not going to practice. This is what I'm going to do. While in the hadith, in the Quran, in the sunnah of Rasulullah, and you denying and rejecting the hukam of Rasulullah, that's a takabur. Like 2-3 days ago, I told one of youngsters to wear topi. By namaz, when you read namaz, just wear topi. It's not faraz and wajib, but it's adab. You stand in front of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Just adab, respect. He said, I don't care of this. I don't care. I said, show me a single hadith of Rasulullah. I said, he never wore that topi or imama in whole life. Takabbur, Allah doesn't like it. Allah doesn't like it. Yep. Try to practice the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So I was talking to you that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah could send upon him everything, but why he son one day he had food, one day no, one day sabr, one day shukr. He says tomorrow the rich people, they can survive, they can eat, they can do everything. What about the poor people of my ummah? If they're going to read my seerah, they will get sabr. That my Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also didn't have the food. My Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also was hungry. He didn't have also some time to go. We got this problem. So this is for ummah. For ummah, he did everything for the ummah. Look at his final time. He's departing from this dunya. Hadith of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi mentioned. Allahu Akbar, amazing. Said, Ya Aisha, give me a water in a cup. What he used to do, he put his hand and put it on his forehead. And he used to say, Aisha, inna lil mawti sakrat. Inna lil mawti sakrat. The sakrat is very difficult at that time. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was thinking, the sakrat only for sinner people. But I have seen my Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That meaning, sakrat can, everybody can get it. Even the pious people also. Yes, the ulama said, if the sinner people get sakrat meaning the final time difficulty. So, sakarat, if a sinner people get, then definitely Allah want to forgive his sins. And if he can't forgive the sins at the time of sakarat, then in the qabr definitely Allah will forgive his sins with some punishment. And if he's not in the qabr, he's the most a sinner person, then on the day of resurrection or in Jahannam. But definitely Allah will forgive him and send him into Jannah at the end. And for muttaqi people, pious people get sakarat. So Allah kept some darajat and rank in Jannah, that this person could go this higher of Jannah, but he could not reach with ibadat. So Allah give little but taklif in the sakarat to send him to the state of that places, that rank. That's Allah Ta'ala give some sakarat. What about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? What about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Why he got a sakarat? The most of the ulama says, Allah want to grant him the highest state in Jannah. Aray, by Allah has given everything Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Everything in this dunya and day of Qiyamah. Says Shafa'at is going to be from Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He is going to make intercession for entire ummah. Entire nations. Entire people. From the Adam alayhi salam to the day of Qiyamah. Hadith of Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif. Everyone will be rejected. Everyone said no. Allah has given this rank to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Key of Jannah in the hand of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. My Nabi will enter first in Jannah. Everything is going to make sajda in front of Allah. Allama Suhaili Rahmatullah Alayhi mentioned in the Sharaf, the Bukhari Sharif, when everyone knows Allah has given all the status of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, why still we have to go to Adam Alayhi Salam, then Nuh Alayhi Salam, then Shis Alayhi Salam, then Zakaria Alayhi Salam, at the end we will find the Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. While everything mentioned, given everything to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, why Allah sending to all the Anbiya Alayhi Salatu Wasallam? Allama Suhaili answers in his kitab in the Sharaf, the Bukhari Sharif, he says, if directly we go and find the Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so past the nations, Musa alayhi salam nation, Isa alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, somebody can say from there, this intercession my Nabi also could do. My Nabi also can do it. So Allah Ta'ala showing the people from the Adam alayhi salatu wasalam till Isa alayhi salam, each and everyone will go to say, is hadith of Muslim Sharif, inna rabbi ghadiba al-yawma ghadba lam yaghdab qablahu mithlahu wa lam yaghdab ba'dahu mithla. Allah is so angry today. Allah is so angry today. We have no strength. He was not angry before and after. We're not going to do intercede for you. You have to go more further and further and further. Hadith of Bukhari and Muslim Sharif. Oh, each and every Nabi will reject. Only Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam can do. Allah want to show the people the rank of my Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But look at here. He got to sakrat. Remember, there's two types of ibadat. One is called quantity, one is called quality. Quantity is still here. 1, 2, 3. I can do 10. I can read 10 rakats. I can 20 rakats. I can do 50 tawaf. I can do so many hajj and umrah. Quantity is still there. But quality of sajda, quality of qiyam, quality of ruku, quality of qiraat is finished by Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That was the quality of his life. He showed me and you. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, ending now. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Why he got the sakrat? Amazing answer was given by Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah Alayhi. Amazing. He says, all the status and rank was given to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Here the sakrat was given to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Why? That afterwards, till the day of Qiyamah, anybody's father passed away, anybody's mother passed away, anybody's wife passed away, anybody's husband passed away, child passed away, sister passed away. So they got also sabr and patience. That sakrat was for my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also. Who's my father? Who's my mother? Who's my sister? Everybody can get sakrat also. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was given the sakrat only for the ummah, that ummah can get lesson from the life of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. My life and your life should be in the practice of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That will
big success on the day of Qiyamah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man habba sunnati faqad ahabbani wa man ahabbani kana ma'i fil jannah. Those who love me, love my sunnah. Those who love my sunnah, they will love me. And those who love me, they will enter in Jannah with me, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the month of Rabiul Awwal, giving me and you the lesson we should practice in each and every times the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give me and give all of us tawfiq to practice the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.